Welcome, Chimpers, to episode 56 of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupnig. Tonight we're going to speak with UK Darkie Destroyer, who's going to join us for a minute. And we're also going to talk to Sick of Them, who's going to do the top 10 with us. And later in the show, we're going to talk to the most requested and elusive of all Chimp Out Supermods, Odin88, is going to join us. This is going to be an epic show to end all shows. So sit tight, Chimpers, because Chimp Out Radio starts now.
This is Justin Nigger.
And DJ Stupnig.
And you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Whether you like it or not. All right, Chimpers, we're going to call Justin in a minute, but right now we're talking to my friend and yours, UK Darkie Destroyer. He's got something he wants to tell me.
Hey, TJ, you'll never guess what, mate.
What's that?
I've got loads and loads of friends. As you know, I always Bluetooth your shows to my friends that don't have access to Chimp Out.
That's great.
And they all came back to me and they said, "That Pastor Manny, what the fuck was that all about?" I says, "That's my friend DJ." He really fucking pawned them niggas, didn't he?
For those of you that have not followed the show, that was last episode. We started off with a prank call that I did, and I used the Pastor Manning soundboard to fuck with a couple of niggers.
Oh, and did you fuck with those niggas well and truly? DJ.
Yeah.
I've got to ask you this question, mate.
What's that?
Was that real?
What, the prank call?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that was totally real. That was not faked in any way, and I've still got their phone number.
Should we do it again?
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, okay, I'm up for it.
How about we try the Joe Pesci soundboard?
I don't have that one loaded yet, but I do have a Fred Sanford one. So,
in that case, let's go.
Let's do it. All right.
Hello.
You're a monkey-faced, fat-bottom gorilla.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
I'm Fred. I'm missing a person.
Don't call here no more. I don't know who the fuck.
I'm looking for my son, Lamont.
Who?
Lamont Stanford.
Who is this?
I'm Fred.
You call? You got the wrong number?
555-1079.
Oh, you're
my voice. I'm going to get ready.
Look
kind of queer.
I said to you.
Because you ain't had your shot yet.
Motherfucker, don't call here no more. I don't care what number you're calling, it's not the people you're calling for.
I'm thinking about giving your face alteration and you pick it up Tuesday.
Wait up, they call somebody called either the call. We want them to call.
But are you ready to give up some of your teeth?
Motherfucker, don't call here no more. I don't know who the fuck you calling for since you act like you don't understand Spanish. I'ma tell you English. I don't know who the fuck you calling here for, but this is not the right number. Don't call here no motherfucker more.
And I bet you don't understand English.
I will have it traced back to you, motherfucker.
You're a drunken lush.
Go. But go with other guys.
You seem dumb to know how to get mad when I call you a dummy.
But when they call me, I'm going to be able to talk to you.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I've heard of.
Fuck you.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Justin and DJ. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
What up, Puppy Profanity? Here I am, me. Shoot my pure rock music down. Swear me so I can have a yada hair on every CK plus route. Fight me, so I would never drive to the suburbs or another place to fly again. Make my joy plane crash and burn. 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 Tell me what lies are not true. Call me a fucking bum like I'm a drug smuggler. Call me a fucking jerk like I'm a killer for hire. Call me a fucking asshole like I'm a murderer. Make me bust my portable speed player to avoid a place to write. Make my joy plane crash and burn. 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 So I can plan out for a assault. Make me holler at passengers for all CK bus routes. Get me arrested and run away to jail in a Chicago police squad car. Shoot all my ready music down. Turn my adventure bus tour into a jailbound hell ride. Break my joy plane, crash and burn. 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 Welcome to London, welcome to Chicago, Arby's, the break is good!
Sick of Them is with us tonight, and Sick of Them, how's everything going with you?
It's going just fine, trying to be as nigger-free as possible.
Is that easy to do where you live, or is it hard?
Very easy.
How many niggers would you say you run into on an average day?
On an average day,
yeah.
0.2.
Whoa!
If I see three a week, we're getting infested.
Holy shit.
That's pretty good.
That's really good. So where do you live, like on the moon?
Close.
They don't have BET on the moon.
No, but they're trying. Obama, you know, wants to go to the moon and wants to put a black man up there. Maybe we can leave him.
Yeah. We'll come back in 20 years and, like, the moon will just be a big, big cesspool.
Shithole.
A Section 8 piece of shit.
All the craters will be filled with old appliances and furniture.
And dead nigglets.
Probably.
You know, I usually flip through and they have the NASA channel where they just basically show crap that they're doing. I've seen at least a dozen nigger astronauts that they showcase.
Well, they be easy Egyptian and shit, too.
That's how
they could fly.
Yeah.
They use their spaceships to build the pyramids.
Well, they don't even look magic. They got these great big afros and these buck teeth, these stupid grins. I be space man. Thank you, Obama.
If I can dream it, I can do it.
Well, niggas be dreaming, because I don't think they're really going to put them on a space shuttle.
Actually, they have. There's been a few.
To clean the space toilet, maybe.
Janitor and drum.
Hey, Officer Tyrone, go clean out that backed up space toilet back there. Go change out the bags.
All right. So, Justin, what is our top 10 topic for this episode of Chimp Out Radio?
Top 10 signs a nigger has been in your house.
All right. And reading them with us, Sick of Them, what is number 10?
The toilet isn't flushed.
You're lucky if a nigger uses the toilet.
They use it to give birth.
That's the only time. I guess they baptize them at the same time.
There are a lot of nigger Baptists. That explains it.
What's the toilet paper then? It's just like some kind of ceremonial robe.
That's what they wrap them in. That's their christening clothing.
Yeah. Number 9.
It looks like someone might have drank the watermelon scented shampoo.
Ooh.
Well, I did read about what that one negress that was addicted to eating soap.
Yeah, that was great.
It's really not that far off.
There's that one that was eating toilet paper. Did you see that episode?
Oh, yeah, and couch cushions.
Yeah, couch cushions.
Watermelon flavored.
Yeah, that's not that far-fetched. You know, I think the reason that she was eating toilet paper is because she was probably a potty mouth. Number 8.
There are Newport cigarette butts on your floor.
Yeah, they do smoke a lot of Newports.
Menthols.
You ever try one of those?
Oh, yeah, they're horrible.
They're terrible.
And they're all nigger-lipped.
Number 7.
The house smells like shit, chicken grease, and grape soda. 3 great scents to come home to.
Yeah. It's like nigger potpourri.
They leave it in a bowl for you.
Yeah, it's probably the same, the toilet bowl that they leave it in because they haven't flushed.
Number 6.
The house has that unfresh feeling.
That is true. You can tell. Niggers are so disgusting. I remember one time the nigger rental had fresh paint on the walls, and this nigger sow went up and just touched it, and where her hand was, there was a black stain in the shape of a monkey paw.
Ugh.
That's just how destructive and filthy they are. Number 5.
The greasy stain on the headrest of your sofa.
Yeah.
Well, that's really true because I've seen it. You know, at school, there'd be where the nigger leads his head up against the wall.
Yeah.
It'd be a wet, dripping stain there.
I know.
That's how you could tell the school buses that run the project. You see that smeared all over the windows.
That's true. You know what that is they produce this waxy substance. I think it's called sebum. And that's the stuff, they're secreting this crap, and it gets in everything they touch. It's really gross.
They don't get sebum on everything, they get semen on everything.
That's true. They can't spell. Even their cells can't spell, and they just produce the wrong substance.
You bitch, take my sebum.
That's a wine cooler. Number 4.
That great television station, BET, was left on blaring.
Do you think it's coincidence that BET and EBT are two things that niggers love?
Swap them around.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it goes to their simplistic minds. I mean, you can't, if it was 4 letters, they might get lost. But you know, they're familiar with these 3.
Well, they know a lot of 4-letter words.
Yeah, but they can't remember how to spell them.
That's true.
All you have to do is go look in solitary confinement and read some of their... their tripe.
Yeah. Well, can niggers even spell BET?
No.
They got to flip channels till they find it.
Yeah. What letter do B start with? I don't know. Okay, what is number 3?
The cat is pregnant.
Yeah.
And getting ready to end it all. Jump off the balcony.
Yeah. The cat's in counseling. What is number 2?
Not only pregnant, but battered, fried, and smothered in hot sauce.
I think niggers would eat a cat.
Oh, yeah. They'd eat anything.
They probably do.
If they can't fuck it or smoke it, they'll eat it.
Or piss on it.
Well, if you go around any of them soul food restaurants in the ghettos, you never see stray animals.
Hey, that's a good point.
You go behind, you know, any other restaurant in normal places, you know, you'll see a stray cat or dog. You don't see nothing behind them places.
Yeah, no rats, nothing. Niggers ate them all.
Yeah. It's because the evil white man is oppressing them. They can't afford food.
Yeah.
And what is the number 1 way to tell a nigger's been in your house?
Everything shiny is missing.
Odin 88 is going to join us in a little bit there, Chimpers, but don't go away because Sick of Them is going to be back in just a minute.
All right! This is Unchained, and you're listening to the best damn nigger bashing show on the web.
Though I do have to say, I can't wait for this coming Christmas. Hallmark is coming out with another commemorative Obama Christmas ornament where it's actually legal again to hang a nigger from a tree.
Awesome.
Walmart was selling Obama Christmas ornaments for a while, and I didn't even snap to it until somebody told me that joke. By that time, it was too late. They were all gone.
Too late.
Yeah, but do you think some libtard would have a fit if they came into a house? And so, I mean, Christmas hooks are made out of steel. You know, you're supposed to recycle that. Why don't we use something that we can recycle all the time, like string?
Hemp.
You think they'd have a problem with, you know, several Obama or any nigger history figure being hung by the Christmas tree with a little string made of a noose?
You know, that'll be an awesome Christmas tree. I think you'd go to any store and redecorate for them.
This is Black Metal 84. When I'm not finding disgusting pictures on the internet and posting them on the forums, I'm listening to Chimp Out Radio with DJ and Justin.
Chimp Out Radio
with DJ
and Justin.
Waking up the world
one lip dog
at a time.
It's like they're sending all those laptops to Africa. If you buy one here, and they send one to some nigglet in Africa, they like match you one for one, and like these quick little
the OLPC.
Like, mm-hmm. That's right.
One laptop per child.
Mm-hmm. It's like, where, if you live in a mud hut, where the hell are you going to plug your laptop in?
Where are you going to get internet?
Yeah.
But I'll guarantee them little bastards find porn.
Yeah. They probably have to put solar panels on the top of it.
Well, somebody talked about that last year or the year before. It was on Chimp Out. How long before these niggers are stripping them for the copper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else are they going to do with it? I mean, these are Stone Age creatures, and you're giving them fucking Information Age technology. It's just,
yeah.
How are they supposed to use that? That's just stupid.
Well, you heard about the cargo cult, right?
What's that? Oh, yeah. Are those the ones that saw an airplane?
So they made one out of bamboo, and they sit in their way. Because the plane, during World War II, they flew over. The planes flew over and dropped them crates and crates of supplies, food, medicine, everything. So for the last 65 years, they made a runway, you know, in the jungle, put some bamboo planes together, and they sit there all day waiting for them to come back, for the Gibbs to be that. 65 years.
Jeez.
They're sure that they'll come any day now.
Well, if I lived in Africa and had a plane, I would fuck with those niggers. I would fuck with them. I am your god. You must eat what I give you, and then just like throw some fucking shit in a bucket at them. Eat it.
Dangle a crate out the door. Whoops.
Right.
None for you.
Put it on like a bungee cord so it goes beep
whoop. Denied.
Mal, wo kommt ihr denn her?
Aus der langen Bitte sehr.
Sehen da alle so aus wie ihr?
Ja, vielleicht nicht unbedingt alle. Ich weiß nicht, also ich schon.
Warum seid ihr vier so blau?
Weil wir saufen wie die Sau.
Ich kenn ein Lied mit nem schönen Groove.
Yeah, and make our bodies move.
Der Trommelschlumpf fängt an.
La la la.
La la la.
wir gerade hier?
In Erlangen in Kitzmannbier.
Muss es denn sein, dass eure Musik so laut ist?
Damit keiner merkt, dass alles nur geklaut ist.
Wie wichtig ist für euch Kitzmannbier?
Wie das Blut für den Vampir.
Kann sein, dass einer von euch tanzen will.
Ja, aber erst ab 3 Promille.
Mit ins Bett.
Ja, sonst sind wir nicht komplett.
Seid ihr rosa angezogen? Gibt's auch Schlümpfe in Erlangen?
Nein, die haben wir auch gehangen.
You are listening to Chimp Out Radio.
This is Mel Picaro, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to call Der Führer, Mr. Odin 88. You know, most chimpers don't know this. We have a special hotline here at the headquarters that goes directly to Odin in North Dakota. It's protected by bulletproof glass. I am now lifting the cover off of its protective case. And I'm dialing. The number is 1488. We'll see if we can get him on the Chimp Out hotline here.
Odin, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, we've been trying to get you on the show for a long time. Thanks for clearing up time in your schedule and joining us tonight.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Odin, you've been a member of Chimp Out since the very beginning. You want to tell us how you came to be part of it?
Well, I was just surfing the internet one day, and I came across thetortoisecrap.com, and I saw the site was mentioned, and I said, "Oh my God, really?" And I heard that all the a lot of the members from that site had started their own place, and I asked about it, and I was directed there, and there it is.
That's awesome. You've been a bit of an activist in your life, and you've done quite a few things to promote your cause.
Right.
How did you get involved in the whole skinhead movement? How did that start?
Well, several years ago, I was a moron, and I was in prison, and I started to look at my life and the things that I needed to change, and I looked at politics and everything in America that was wrong, and I realized that I was a part of what was wrong, and I started digging a little bit deeper, and I got into Odinism and racialism, basically. And when I got out, I decided to do something about what was wrong with my country instead of working against my race and my country, I decided to start working towards positive actions and whatnot.
Okay, so you actually got involved in the white activism in prison.
I got more into the spirituality of the whole movement and enacting proactive change amongst my people, and not just white people, but all people, all human beings everywhere, and trying to change the world to be a better place. And so I got involved in national socialism, and by doing so, I gained a better perspective on the grand scheme of things as it pertains to the human race in general, that we need, all of us as human beings, need to expand and better ourselves and be proud of who we are in our races and in our cultures and whatnot. But I've seen a huge trend in all the different races of humanity. I've seen a trend towards hating white people, hating anything that has anything at all to do with being proud to be white.
Can you explain Odinism to us real quick?
Well, Odinism, in effect, is the ancestor religion of the ancient Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
It's a humanistic and naturalistic religion, and it doesn't espouse or encourage racism per se. It is founded by and created by the white race. It was what the Vikings believed in. It's very similar to Native American religions in that it adheres to naturalistic principles, basically.
Huh. Well, that's very interesting. I'd never heard it explained like that. I don't think they teach that in the history books anymore.
No, I don't believe they do.
We've been getting a lot of requests for you to tell the story about the ravioli.
Oh, for Christ's sake. You know, I wanted my first time on the radio show to go a little bit differently, but all right. All right, we'll do this. I was in prison from 1997 till 2006. And I met a gentleman named Drew. He was from the West Coast. He was an old-school skinhead. And for the first 2.5 years of my incarceration, I worked in the kitchen, and he worked with me. There was one particular Sunday that we had to open, like, several hundred cans of fucking ravioli. It was huge, this huge. There was 1,000 people in the goddamn place, and all these little assholes had to eat, so, of course, we had to work. So over there, I'm bitching in the corner, and we had no electric can openers because somehow that was dangerous, but, like, handheld can openers weren't dangerous. I don't know how that worked, but that was the rules.
Okay.
So we had to open all these goddamn cans of ravioli, and I'm over there pissing and moaning. I'm like, motherfucker, we're going to be here all day. And Drew came over, and he's like, what's wrong? I'm like, oh, man, we're going to be here all goddamn fucking day. And he started laughing, and I said, what? What is so goddamn funny about this shit?
Right.
And then he told me about his time in Folsom Prison. So, you with me so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Drew, who died from leukemia in 2004, he had been in Folsom Prison back in the early 80s. He was a skinhead way the hell back when it wasn't popular to be a skinhead. I mean, not that it is now, but back when it was even more unpopular.
Mm-hmm.
And he got out in 1983. He did almost 10 years for manslaughter. He was a little bit older than me. I was born in 77. He was born in 65, I believe. So anyway, he gets out. He goes to prison. And he gets out in 1983, I believe he said. And he moved to Los Angeles. He was in Folsom, which is not too far from L.A. So he moves to Los Angeles, and he meets a girl at a bar one night. He gets her pregnant, and he moves in with her. So one night, she's 6, 7, 8 months pregnant, something like that, from what he told me. She's hungry as hell. She wants some ravioli. She's starving.
Uh-huh.
This is fine, whatever. Okay. So he takes off. He walks the 5 or 6 blocks of the grocery store and gets one of those giant goddamn cans of ravioli. Not like the little ones you find in the store, but like the shit you see in, like, a goddamn prison.
Yeah, like the commercial size.
Giant can of ravioli.
Right.
He's like, all right. So he buys it, and he's walking home, and he's walking through an alley back to his apartment, and some fucking crackhead nigger jumps out from behind a dumpster with a goddamn... a box cutter, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, and he's telling Drew, I want your fucking wallet. I want it now. And he's swinging at him, and Drew says, go fuck yourself. The guy cuts him across his arm. So Drew freaks out. He grabs him by his neck, knocks the fuck out of him, and he had this can of ravioli, and he's beating this guy across the goddamn face of this thing over and over and over again. Drew just spent 10 years in Folsom Prison, one of the most notorious and, you know, violent, disgusting places on earth. And this nigger drops out and jumps out behind a goddamn dumpster and says he wants his wallet. Well, you know, Drew said, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know how that got to be so fucking famous. It's just a simple little story of some crazy motherfucker beating some nigger up with a can of ravioli.
Puts pictures in your mind.
You know, the thing that convinced me the most, I spent 8 years in prison, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's got some bullshit fucking war stories. Everybody talks about how big and bad they were and all the money they had. And I'm like, yeah, what the fuck ever. And Drew told me this shit. We were opening all these cans of fucking ravioli. I'm like, oh, fuck you, dude. Really, you're full of shit. And he looked at me. And he says, really? And he raised up his left sleeve. And right across his arm, about 3 or 4 inches above his elbow, was this giant fucking scar from the knife. The nigger had swung on, like, damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now we know the rest of the story. I feel like Paul Harvey here.
Wenn alle untreu werden, so bleiben wir doch treu. Dass immer noch auf Erden für euch ein Fähnlein sei. Der Herr wird uns erheben, ihr Kinder besser zeigt, die Kunst und Männer tun und liebes Tod gewalt. Der Herr wird uns erheben, ihr Kinder besser zeigt, die Kunst und Männer tun und liebes Tod gewalt. Wollt immer von uns weichen, uns immer nahe sein. Treu wie die deutschen Eichen, wie Mond und Sonnenschein. Ein Schild des Niederländers in aller Brüder Sinn. Die kehren zu der Quelle in Lieb und Treue hin. Ein Schild des Niederländers in aller Brüder Sinn. Ihr Sterne seid uns Zeugen, wie ruhig jeder schaut, denn alle Brüder schweigen und falschen Götzen trauen. Wir wollen das Wort nicht brechen, nicht oben werden kann, und predigen und sprechen von alten deutschen Heim. Wir wollen das Wort nicht brechen, nicht oben werden kann, von meinen Deutschen Reich.
So, Justin, do we have some news stories to do here with Odin?
Yeah, I've got one.
All right, cool.
Here's a great one. Fort Lauderdale man accused of child abuse after trying to remove son's cast with a circular saw.
Okay.
A Fort Lauderdale man was arrested over the weekend after he tried to saw a cast off his son's hand and severely cut the teenager. Lawrence Roberts, 33, was arrested Sunday and charged with aggravated child abuse, a first-degree felony punishable by up to 30 years in prison. Police say that his 15-year-old son needed emergency surgery. So he just whips out the Black & Decker, you know, with the, I guess, the ripsaw blade.
The Black & Decker pecker wrecker?
Yeah. And says, I get this off you. Hold still, motherfucker. According to the affidavit, Roberts arrived at the home where the son lives at the 3900 block of Jasmine Lane. He then retrieved a 10-inch circular saw used to cut wood from his Chevrolet Silverado and tried to cut the purple cast off his son's right hand. Of course, it had to be purple.
Yeah, that's the color of grape drink.
The defendant cut off the top of the victim's right thumb and the middle of the victim's right index finger was almost entirely cut off.
Jeez.
You know, niggers thinks he's a carpenter.
How's he going to pick his nose now?
Now they're going to have to put a big tag on all the Black & Decker saws as warning, do not use this to cut off casts. Not for medical use.
Wouldn't the nigger be screaming? I mean, wouldn't you know to stop cutting after the first finger?
Shut up, motherfucker, you just scared!
Oh my gosh.
See, Robert's son, according to the affidavit, also received a 3-inch long cut on his right hand between his thumb and index finger, or was left of his thumb.
Maybe they were trying to do like some kind of surgery so that his niglet could have an opposable thumb like a human.
Rescuers took the teenager to Coral Springs Medical Center. He was later taken to Broward Medical Center in Fort Lauderdale for emergency surgery to reattach his thumb. I guess a digger has to be really cheap to not follow up and take the kid to get his cast cut off.
I know. I mean, we're paying for this stuff anyway.
His cast was removed by medical personnel at the hospital. And Roberts provided a statement to investigators saying his son's hand was cut while he tried to remove the cast with a circular saw. He did not explain why he used the saw or why he tried to remove the cast.
Wait, so he was trying to save money by not going to the hospital and doing it himself, but he wound up cutting off two fingers and they had to take him to the hospital anyway.
Oh, you gotta see a picture of this nigger.
Send me a link.
Okay.
He should be a spokesman for Obamacare.
Yeah. What happens if I cut off my son's fingers? You're covered. Ah, sweet.
Don't worry about it. We got it.
Holy crap, that is one ugly nigger.
Is there any other kind?
Yeah, you're right. That expression.
Imagine what? That nigger with a circular saw coming at you.
Ah!
Jeez. I get that wart right off your face.
Well, I actually have a story of a fucking nigger here in Fargo.
What happened?
Well, over in just across the border in Moorhead, a nigger fucking kept a woman captive for 24 hours, beat her and raped her, had the door blocked off with plywood and a bicycle because her boyfriend was a truck driver, and they were going to break up. And he didn't want her to leave him, so he barricaded her in the house and cut her up with fucking screwdrivers and pliers and sliced her open. Jeez. And she finally escaped. And the nigger in question is in jail.
Damn.
Yet another example of a white girl dating a fucking nigger.
Mm-hmm.
Never ends well, does it?
Good time. Yeah, good times.
You know, I think the statistics are kind of low, but they say if a white girl goes with a nigger, she's 8 times as likely to end up in a ditch somewhere, dismembered.
8?
You know, it's fucking disgusting. Up here in North Dakota, you know, it's been pretty laid back for the last 25, 30 years. But the MTV generation and all that attitude and mentality is slowly creeping up here. And a lot of the people up here are, what do you call it? They're TV liberals. The only thing they know about niggers and all that fucking mayhem, they get through their entertainment venues.
Right.
And they really don't understand how the nigger actually fucking acts and what they really are all about. So it's rather frustrating to live up here and see all these white people. When they look at me and my fucking tattoos and my T-shirts and whatnot, like, how can you hate someone just because they're a different color? And you just want to punch them right in the fucking throat because you just don't fucking get it.
Yeah.
They think they're all like the Cosby or Fresh Prince or something like that.
Exactly. Exactly. How can you hate someone just because they're of a different color? You fucking moron. You know, it makes me so fucking angry.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. You know, I try and be a nice person. I try and walk around in this fucking town or bike around because I have no car because I suck. And, you know, people see my fucking, my tattoo or the shirts I have on, and they know that I'm a fucking skinhead. And they always automatically think that, oh, you hate black people. No, I don't hate black people. I hate ignorance and stupidity and mayhem and violence and fucking senseless murder. Do you understand that? And they just get a glazed look in their eyes and go, what? Are you a racist? And fuck, you know, really fuck.
Well, yeah.
So goddamn angry.
Because they're so brainwashed by the boob tube that they think niggers walk around in designer sweaters and they think that skinheads go around hitting people in the nose with a chair. Because that's all they've seen on TV. I know, but that's their world. Television is reality to those people, and you can't talk sense into them. They have to experience it for themselves.
It's the most extreme case of brainwashing.
It is. I don't even own a television. I don't need it.
You know, people like me. I know a lot of people on the internet, the forum, and whatnot. Over the years, have looked at me and they've tried to. Juxtapose, if you will, my personality with most skinheads, and I hope that they do because I like to think that I represent what most of us are really about. I mean, there's some psychopaths out there that like to, you know, just go out and raise hell and beat people up for no fucking reason at all, but what we really are about is, you know, loving our own race and advancing our own race. And I know that Chimp Out isn't a Nazi site, any of that, you know, kind of shit. But what we really are about is loving and advancing our own fucking race. But aside from Chimp Out, even with my activities as a National Socialist with the NSM and all that, you know, I like to think that I myself am a pretty articulate person. I like to go out and speak to people reasonably and articulately and express myself. And regardless of how excellently I speak to people in public, I might as well go out there and say, let's kill all niggers and let's kill Jews and, you know, fucking hate. It doesn't really fucking matter because people are so fucking stupid and so used to the status quo, they refuse to listen to anything that is outside of their norm. And it's very difficult, not just for me, but for people like all the members of Chimp Out and whatnot that want to explain to people and to educate people about the facts of race, especially fucking niggers, and that there's actually no possibility of a rational discourse amongst, you know, people like us that actually see life as it really is, and it's very frustrating.
Yeah.
Sure it is. Yeah, we've all felt that.
I didn't know anything about National Socialism or skinheads. I didn't know anything until I went on Chimp Out, and I met, I read your post, and hey, this guy is nothing like the stereotypes that have been foisted upon me all these years. And it opened my mind.
Right.
And now talking to you right now, it's absolutely no question in my mind that there are decent people. And there's a... But, you know, like most brainwashing that goes on, they use the most extreme examples to try to taint the entire culture.
Right. Well, you know, I certainly appreciate that, man. And I know a lot of people out in the world, they have a certain ideology about what we're all about. And I don't really get that upset when people approach me in the street and go, you're a fucking racist asshole, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't really bother me because I understand. And I certainly do understand that as Americans, most Americans, they look at me and the symbolism that I portray and the things that I believe in, they get extremely upset because, well, you know, we're Americans and patriotism is, I wouldn't say enforced, but encouraged, you know, to a certain point. But I truly understand all of my American comrades, not just the people that believe what I do, but all of the people that understand the same things I do and Chimp Out and all these other places that, you know, we're all human beings and we all have a place in this world, whether designed by God or nature, and we all have a role to fulfill, except that through popular media, we aren't allowed to be exposed to that particular ideology, that we're all here for a purpose, we all have a plan and a reason to be here. So I think there's a lot of misguided people out there that look at folks like myself and see only Hollywood, quote unquote, if you can understand that.
Sure.
Right.
Hey, Chimpers, this is Whitey's Fed Up, and you're listening to the best damn nigger bashing show on the internet.
I just wanted to say thanks a lot for joining us, and we really appreciate it.
Great talking to you.
We'll do it again sometime.
Yeah, we'll definitely do it again. No question about it.
Sounds great.
All right, take care, guys.
Okay, yeah, have a good night.
Take care of yourself. Do the elephant. Do the elephant.
Do the elephant. Well, Chimpers, don't forget to check out our sister site, which is chimptube.tv. It's a lot like YouTube, but we will not ban you for posting things that have to do with niggers. And it's a lot of fun. Your account is free, so go to chimptube.tv and check it out. Lots of cool stuff on there. Great videos, songs, you name it. Now do the tiger. Roar. Do the tiger. Roar. Tiger, tiger. Thanks to Sick of Them for joining us tonight and reading the top 10. Also, special thanks goes to Odin88 for sharing his stories with us and joining us tonight, having a lot of fun. Be sure to check out UK Darky Destroyer's show, which is Chimp Out Radio Britain, which comes out about once a month. Episode 6 is due out real soon. So, Chimpers, be proud of yourselves and don't take any shit from any niggers.
Hello?
You're a monkey-faced, fat-bottom gorilla.